You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Oh, what day is it? Oh, I love that hat. Anyway, as I do every morning, I turn over a card of the day, and I'm turning it over right now, and the card of the day resonates to a card in traditional tarot called Justice. In my deck, it's called Breakthrough, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. And every card is designed to bring you to a moment of awareness where you recognize that you have power and that where you have power is right here in the moment and only right here in the moment. But the way I interpret this particular card is that the universe is always working for you, not against you. And when you start developing that philosophy where you realize that everything is designed specifically for you to learn lessons and propel yourself further as a spirit, as a human in this existence, you've chosen this lifetime. And as soon as you recognize that this is the life you've chosen and that your life has been built by these choices, and you recognize that the world's not out to get you, is actually there to support you, then when things don't happen exactly the way you hope they do, you can actually look at it as maybe I dodged a bullet. Maybe I missed a close call here. Maybe there's a reason why certain things didn't come through. Anyway, I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 951 area code. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi. Yes, this is Jada. And
Hi, Jada. What's your question?
Yes, I wanted to see if you pick up any future children for me.
Let's see.
Thank you.
Well, there's a card here. All right. When people ask me a yes or no question, all right, and the majority of the cards come up right, like in your case, I would answer that question yes. There's a card that is right in the middle of your reading that I actually really like, and it talks about you being candid and honest and absolutely someone's best friend toward this end, toward this desire. And what it's saying here is that you may have to have help in order to get pregnant. But what it's saying is that the majority of your cards are coming up yes. There's a man here. Do you recognize an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini in your life?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, there's a man here that he's going to take some cultivating. And what I mean by that, he's a little rough around the edges. He's very smart. He can be incredibly witty. He's somebody that I actually see could be an incredible partner with you. And he's coming up in your future. It says, though, you meet him through a organization or group that you're not currently a part of. So what do you do for fun?
Okay. Let me see. I take a couple of dance classes.
Oh, good girl. Okay.
I take a couple of dance classes. Other than that, I pretty much just kind of hang out with my friends, going to different places, not necessarily
okay.
a group.
All right, because what the card is talking about here is that by you connecting with a group, that someone in the group is either going to be a partner for you or will introduce you to a partner. And what I'm thinking is that something that you can do where men in particular can actually see that you're laughing and smiling and having a good time, because there's nothing more attractive in the world than a woman that's smiling and laughing and having a good time. So I would suggest a couple of things. One of the things I would suggest is, you know, when I signed up for Toastmasters, 12 years ago, I had no idea that would give me the foundation to actually have a radio program. I had no idea that would be the thing that would help me. And what was so cool about it is I'm still friends with the people that I was in the Toastmaster group with. But what's nice about it is you're more likely to connect with someone who is professional, who seems to have their act together responsibly, you know, career-wise. And that, to me, is incredibly appealing. So what I'd like you to do is think about groups that would help you advance your own sense of importance and validate how incredible you are and why you're in this world and why you're on this planet at this time, and actually expand your professional skills. And one of them might be public speaking. So I would look up Toastmasters in your city and see if there's a nice big group that you can go check out and maybe even join. It doesn't cost very much to get taught how to be a great presenter. It's like $5 a visit. But what's the best part about it? The best part about it is that you get to meet professional people that are more likely to connect you with the kind of partner that would have the same goals as you.
Okay.
All right. And I mean, wine tasting, hiking groups, you know, those sort of things I would also recommend. Because what it's saying here is that the more groups that you can connect with that enhance your own professional presence, the more likely you will meet this person. But he's not going to be, UPS is not going to deliver him to your door unless it is the UPS guy.
Right.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks, Jada.
Through. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253. Who's this?
Hi, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly. What's your question?
I'm just wondering when you see me getting back to work because I hurt my hip.
Oh, no.
It hurts.
That's not good.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm actually drawing 6 cards for you because 2 cards wanted to come out at the same time. I have to ask you a weird question. Before you hurt your hip, did you work for a guy that was a real jerk?
Yes.
Because what it's saying here is that there is this, you're still kind of upset about that. And
yeah.
I don't see you working for that person again, really, I don't. But there's a ritual of release that I want you to do regarding this guy, because I think you're afraid that when you do go apply for another job, that this guy's going to say something awful about you.
Oh.
Okay? So there's this weird, like, it's why can't I get a job kind of why is no one, like, emailing me back kind of thing. So what I want you to do is a ritual of release. So what I want you to do is I want you to write this jerky guy a letter. You're not going to mail it, all right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In the letter, I want you to write down all of the things that pissed you off about having to work for this guy. And, you know, remember how when I opened the program that sometimes, you know, we go after things and then we don't get them and we wonder, oh, my God, the world's working against me. Well, in this case, you had to be shown in a very, very draw you up by the short hair sort of way that this was not the place you were supposed to work. So you ended up with a really crappy boss. So in this letter, dear jerk, no, you have to put his name, dear John, all right? And then you write all of the things in there that he pulled on you, that the things that made you upset and angry. I literally want you to write it all down, all right?
Okay.
But once you've exhausted all the crappy things he did to you, and the reason why you shouldn't have been there in the first place, actually, you should have been there so you could know what you don't want. Okay, so as soon as you've like put all that down there, the last sentence on this letter is, I release this past job so that I may find the career I deserve. Then I want you to sign your name, I want you to crumple it up, and I want you to go outside and burn it safely.
Oh, okay. I can do
that. Okay, it's a ritual of release. And here's the thing. When somebody asks you, Holly, why did you leave your last job, what are you going to say?
I just say, I either moved or I just, you know, I just make something up.
Okay, but, I mean, did you actually honestly move?
Yeah, I did move to California.
Oh, perfect. Then just say, I left the job because I moved to California.
Yeah.
And that's all you say. And here's the thing. If they say, may we contact your previous employer, you need to put yes.
Yeah.
Because they probably won't, but you need to put yes. All right? Because if you put no, it's a red flag. All right? So what line of work were you in before you hurt your hip?
Apartment manager.
Okay, like property management? I want you to go to a bigger level than just being an apartment manager. Do you also have your real estate license?
No.
Okay. That would be, in my opinion, your next step. While you're healing from this this surgery, I would get your real estate license. And then when you apply to be a property manager, then you already have the real estate license because they sometimes look for that. The other thing is there's a nonprofit organization out there called BOMA, B-O-M-A. It stands for Building Owners and Management Association. Are you familiar with them?
No.
Okay. Look up BOMA, B-O-M-A, in the city that you live in, and I want you to start going to those luncheons, those meetings, and then you say, you know, I did property management before, and I'd like to do it again. I'm getting my real estate license right now. And when people meet you in person, Holly, they like you, right? You're better in person. So you just show up, and that's how I think you're going to get a job.
Oh,
because
your
cards are saying, work the politics around you to get the job that you want.
Okay.
So
well,
look up
idea.
Building Owners and Management Association in the city that you live in, and then find out when the next meeting is and just show up for the luncheon.
Okay.
Just say, I have property management experience. I've recently moved here to California. I'm looking for another opportunity, and I'd like to attend the lunch and see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Because what it's saying here is that if you just put yourself out there and you get serious about finding a job, it'll come pretty quickly. But do that ritual of release as soon as we hang up the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Holly. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Basil.
Hey, Basil. What's your question?
Everyone always pronounce my name wrong because I have a rare name.
I'm sorry.
It's like Stacy, but with the I-L on the end of the C. That's just the way I explain to people.
Oh, my apologies.
Okay.
Even if I pronounce your name incorrectly, the message will still be good for you.
Well,
so, what's your question?
Well, this is a guy that I kind of started to know a little bit. I don't know if I'll continue to know. But it's kind of in general in a way because I'm trying to find a friend with benefits. I don't usually ask people this kind of question because it's kind of personal, but I'm, like, trying to, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to look for into a relationship and more, like, a friend with benefits type stuff. I don't know. That I can feel like I can trust.
Okay, what your cards are talking about here is your cards are talking about that you have a tendency to do things the hard way, and that people have a tendency to misunderstand your intentions. And so it's very important that when you connect with people, and there's this guy here who doesn't sort of agree with your philosophy of how you want to be connected with him. Okay? So he's coming up reversed in your cards because he's looking for something different with you than you're willing to give to him. But then you have a card which is really interesting. You have a card that is talking about August being a very good month for you. So if there's anything you need to do to prepare for being ready at the moment, I would do that between now and the beginning of August, because what it's saying here is that there is a coincidental event that happens where you're in the right place at the right time. So you having whatever you need right there and available is important. For example, if you were an actor, I would say having a folder in your car, which would have your resume and your headshots and maybe even a flash drive of some of your work available, so that if somebody said, wow, you know, I could use you in a movie, say, hey, wait, I can bring you something so you could take a look at. You run out to your car, you grab the folder, and you give it to them. That's taking advantage of a coincidental moment. That's an example of what I'm talking about. Because what it's saying here is that there is a big leap in a new direction that happens for you as of August, which is probably part of the reason you have this vibration that you don't want to get too serious about somebody. You're kind of looking for a friend with benefits thing, because you intuitively feel that there's a shift coming for you. All right? And then it says what starts in August is this incredibly busy year for you.
Well, I go back to school here.
You go back to school?
It's on the 27th.
Of August?
Yeah, but I don't know that.
What are you studying?
Criminal justice.
Wow. Are you going to be a private detective?
I don't know. I know I'm a Libra, so I get into that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, I like to do something like probation.
Really? Because according to what I'm seeing in your cards, I actually see detective work here that you may end up doing. And if it is probation that you do, it may be
with the other things, too. So I don't mind detective. That sounds fun to me.
Because what it's saying here is that there's your energy would blend in with a group really well, and no one would suspect you of being an undercover person, because I actually think that once you get your degree in criminal justice that you might work for the CIA or the FBI.
Oh.
That you actually take it a bigger step.
Yeah, like I don't look like a cop or anything.
Right. That's why you'd be really good.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you
later.
So much.
Okay,
thank
bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, fabulous Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello, Mona.
Hi, who's this?
This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. What's your question for me?
Well, I am looking at a new job opportunity, and I would like to know what you see for that.
All right, let's see. Well, if the new opportunity gives you a little bit more responsibility so that you are rewarded for the work and the mojo and the energy and the experience you can bring to the table, absolutely. As a matter of fact, all of your cards are coming up face up. So if there's a yes or no question here, it's saying, yes, absolutely explore this opportunity. Because what it's saying is that where you are right now, your hard work is appreciated but not necessarily rewarded. Okay? So what the cards are lining up after that is you're very good at your job. There's a reason to celebrate for you within the next 3 weeks. that you're very good at bringing harmony to chaos and you get to step into the spotlight in some way. So what's the new job?
Well, it would be a manager position at another location.
I totally want you to take that.
Yay. Well, I hope they offer it.
Well, this is saying you will get the offer. The question is, and I hope you already know the answer to this, the question is are they going to compensate you to the level that you deserve?
That's the big question. So,
okay.
I'm waiting to hear, and...
Here's what I would recommend, because if you're a manager of a place, then sometimes the manager has to do a little business development in order to bring in more business, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if they offer you a salary, and I'm just going to throw a round number out there. Let's say they offer you $50,000 a year as a salary, mm-hmm. and that's a little lower than you'd expect. You could say, well, you know, $50,000 is a good base salary. I'd also like to, because I plan on doing business development for this organization, I'd also like a commission off sales.
Okay.
So you can ask that. Now, they could offer you the perfect salary, and then you don't have to ask that. But you might want to say, well, you know, I really believe in your product. I really believe in what you offer. And I'm wondering, have you ever thought about doing a bonus based on the sales that I bring in for this place?
Okay. Actually, I believe they have a bonus program in place, but I don't know the details yet.
Okay. Then you'll ask that when they offer you the salary. Now, what I'm thinking is that because your cards are coming up so positive, that they not only will they offer you a salary that's worthy of your skills and background, but you're going to find that there's way less chaos. I mean, everybody works hard, which is fine, but there's less chaos with the fact that, you know, it seems like more people appreciate each other there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love it if you sent me an email after you hang up and tell me where it is.
I will. I certainly will.
Because the cards are incredibly positive for this, and in a way, it's about time.
Yes.
All right.
It's beyond time.
Thank you, my friend.
To you, and I will speak with you soon.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right.
Thank
bye.
You.
You're welcome. All right. You guys, stay put. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
All right, and I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 206. Hello, 206. Who's this?
Yeah, I have a question.
What's your first name? Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi. So I have a question about my partner and I. We've been together 4 years, and we've lived separately in that time frame. but mm-hmm. we've been looking for an opportunity to combine, and we're from Washington State, and we just came down to Las Vegas and are thinking of relocating here.
Oh.
And yeah, so this is my first time here. And so like I said, we've been together 4 years. It's been a very good relationship. We have good communication. Haven't really had any arguments and talked things through. But this idea to move to Las Vegas came to him about 3.5 weeks ago. And he owns a home, and he's sold his home in that time frame. And because he had visited here before, so he knew he liked the area, but he can act kind of quickly. So it was, I've been with my current employer 20 years, and to leave my company up there, it would just be take a lot to do that. So, we had talked about it, and he had said that he doesn't want to move without me, but he thinks he would move without me if he, you know, came down and visited again this trip and liked it. So that's created kind of some hurt feelings on my part, and I'm just trying to kind of figure out what to do and, you know, what your insight is on that.
Okay, first of all, is one of you an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini?
No.
Okay, good, because there's this card here that talks about getting into clear focus of priorities. So here's the thing. The first thing I want to say about your partner is I actually celebrate the fact that he's been that honest with you. There's something in it, you got to look at it like the fact that he is so honest with what he wants to do. And I want to tell you, the timing of buying something here right now in Vegas is absolutely perfect, because, you know, our housing market is starting to come back. You can get a pretty darn good deal on a home, especially if it's been pre-owned. And, you know, of course, the blinds are already in, you know, if it's been pre-owned. But I want to tell you that the fact that he has been so honest with you about, this is something that I think I want to do. The hurt feeling part is that he is, you think that he's not taking you into consideration for the fact that he wants to do this, when in fact, if that was the case, he wouldn't have told you his desire to do this. Okay? Do you see what I mean? He's including you on this. You are not a person that likes change. You don't like change at all. And the fact that he went forward and made a decision like that, it feels like your foundation's being shaken up a bit. So I have a question for you. Before you actually think that this is a personal thing against you, instead of maybe thinking that the universe is kind of trying to guide you in a new direction and trying to do it in a very loving and supportive way, I would go to your current employer and ask the question, would you consider me working remotely for this company?
Mm-hmm.
I would ask that question. Just ask. Mm-hmm. Ask your boss. Mm-hmm. Say, and because, you know, I would say that there are probably some people around you at work that know your personal situation. I mean, you're not somebody who, like, slaps people in the face with it, but I'm sure that there are people that know what your situation is. And you can actually even say that, you know, my partner is considering a move to Las Vegas, and I'm wondering if this company has ever thought about people working remotely.
Mm-hmm.
She asked that question. And what line of work are you in, Mark?
I used to do payroll, but I'm a recruiting coordinator now, and I don't want to continue doing that, actually. I don't want to stay in recruiting, so I'm open to doing something different. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is interesting. You really don't want to stay with your company, and you're being offered sort of a universal option to see what you could do differently. I actually think this is a big blessing.
Yeah, I'm open to leaving them, even though it's been good for 20 years. It's just, it's kind of scary to be looking for a job. I have a lot of experience with doing payroll, et cetera, years and years, but I don't have a college degree. I haven't been out on the job market in 20 years, so there's that fear
All right.
there.
I want to tell you that only 17% of the population in Las Vegas has a degree. Did you know that?
No.
The other thing I want to tell you is that we have the SLS Hotel opening in about 2 months here in Vegas, and they're hiring 3,000 people. And I'm sure they need somebody in payroll.
Mm.
So
okay.
I'm just, here's what I would do is, because the thing is I'm not sure you're going to find a house this trip, all right?
We actually did. We were going to go, he was going to go sign today. I'm not sure if I'm going to put my name on it at this point or wait a few months to add my name to the loan.
Well, okay, here's the thing is that either way it's an investment. Either way, it's an investment. I would vote for you adding your name to the loan because it's an investment. And you want to make it really clear that you get 50% of it down the road. Okay? So tell me, where's the house?
Where is it? It's in Mountain's Edge.
Oh, that's a pretty nice place. It's a little bit a little bit kind of far, but it's just enough far that you actually feel like you're part of a community there, that might be a pretty damn good choice for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How big is the house?
It's about 2,400 square feet.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
it's really unique, three-story. It has a rooftop deck. I mean, it's a totally different lifestyle from what we have now. He owns his own home in Washington, and I rent in a mother-in-law apartment. So this would be a
right.
big change, you know, a good change to kind of move in together and have a whole new lifestyle.
Well, what it's saying here is an embracing of a new path for you. So I'm actually voting for yes on this, but most importantly, because I'm talking to you and I'm not talking to him, one of the things that I want you to be very open to is your own blessings, okay? So I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and you're going to think it's really silly, but I'm going to give you this homework assignment. Every day when you wake up, I want you to face east. I want you to open your arms wide above your head and say, I'm open to my blessings. Because here's the thing. You have an opportunity right now to gracefully leave your job and start a brand new life. And if recruiting is not the thing you want to do, the biggest thing you need to decide is what is it you do want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's saying as soon as you decide, the blessings will fall on you. And the more honest you are, the more truthful you are about your situation and the fact that it seems like you're being presented with exactly the right thing to make this shift. Out of your cards here, the card I like the most is the card that talks about you living your truth. So, Mark, you need to find out what that truth is for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your truth? Because as soon as you find that out, it doesn't matter where you live because you can live your truth no matter where you are. It's like that old saying, no matter where you go, there you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's what I'm seeing for you. But here's the thing. Before you actually sign paperwork on Mountain's Edge, I'd actually like you to look at a few other places. Just look at a few other places before you actually decide.
Oh, and just say, no, we did. We looked up in Providence. I guess it's like the northwest maybe area or something.
Uh-huh.
We've looked at about maybe 6-7 different developments.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you're here for the next couple of days, right? Yeah, keep looking. Because I'm getting that there may be something you see tomorrow that's even more appealing than the one at Mountain's Edge. Don't get me wrong, I like Mountain's Edge, but I don't think that you've had all. I don't think you've seen all that can be offered here yet. Okay.
Just are you
don't
seeing
be
any other areas?
Well, I'm actually getting like West Side, like the Summerlin area. Have you looked there?
No, we haven't looked at any places there. I don't know how much. We were looking for, like, new construction within our price range, and I don't.
Okay, well, then I would Google that on the Internet,
mm-hmm.
new construction,
yeah.
West Side, Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
because I think that there's a new bank of homes up there on the West Side that you might want to take a look at, again, before you make an actual decision. And just make sure you know all your options. But I sure appreciate your call.
Oh, thank you. Okay,
all right,
bye.
Thanks for checking in. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hey, Mom, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
Okay, so I was wondering if you're picking up anything about me getting a job perhaps in Tarrytown, New York.
Let's see. Okay. Now, I want to tell you, whenever all five of my cards come up upright, the answer I automatically give is yes. And it's actually saying you could be there within the next 4 weeks.
Wow.
So the question is...
I haven't applied for it yet. it just came across my email. So.
Well, what I'm seeing is that when you ask me a yes or no question, am I going to have this job in New York, the cards are saying yes. So, of course, you have to take the action to do it. You have to be willing to make sure you explore everything about the opportunity to make sure it's a good fit for you. But according to this, you have the skills to get the job.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to do it.
All right, girl. Let me know what happens, will you? By the way, I want to tell you that there are two, maybe three men connected with this opportunity that can help you. There's a guy here that's like a CEO or owner of the company. Then there's a guy that looks like a manager, somebody that would be a great mentor for you. And then there's a third card that talks about a coworker that ends up being a great friend. These are all men. Does this company have a lot of men working for it?
I don't know. I'm going to call the recruiter today and tell him I'm interested in applying.
Now, and maybe one of these men might be the recruiter. So the one that acts like a friend might be the recruiter.
Okay.
Okay, but what I want to tell you here is that this can be a really good opportunity for you and a great stepping stone in your career once you have this experience.
I'm going to apply, Mona. I'm going to apply, and I will let you know how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Lovely chatting with you.
Thanks,
see you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, so what's really funny is I have all these calls on hold listening to the program, and none of you have decided to actually get on the air. So I'm going to go ahead and end the program for the day. And if you'd like to be live on the air with me tomorrow, I'm live at 9 a.m., and I really appreciate you all tuning in. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.